Welcome to another episode of the Hutton Orbital Live, broadcast in front of a live studio audience. Luckily, they are on the other side of the glass here, and we're sponsored by Lacon, Spaceway, Centauri Megagen, and CompareTheCommodityMarket.gal. I'm Dick Chafing, and after last week's ghost town of a show where everyone went missing, I've managed to lose Rudolph Hucker. Anyway, I suppose we'll just get on with the headlines. Hutton pilots in Twin Hot 69 confusion. Revelo reveals smashing encounter with a mug. Hutton denies Obsidian Orbital attack blame. Leo learns of Splinter Faction in Ruction Auction. Outrage rocked the orbital this week as not one but two commanders claimed to have the Hot 69. MRV Enesia, formerly known as Megalodon 69, claimed that his Hot 69 was 100% better than that of Isley 1975, and he's been proudly broadcasting his Hot 69 to the galaxy since he first became a Hutton trucker. Isley, on the other hand, setting out for an exploration mission to the deepest, darkest, and furthest reaches of the galaxy, counterclaimed that indeed his hottest Hot 69 was hotter than the rather tepid 69 belonging to the former Megalodon. When the pilots messaged Lael to ask who had prior claim to the 69 and exclusive 69 privileges at Hutton, she told the two of them to get their minds out of the gutter, and if they didn't sort it out, she'd demand a 1-to-1 to find out who ate who before the two went for their guns. And if the next words out of the mouth wasn't 07, then she'd have to get friend Frederico to give them a bunch of fives. Anyone who thinks that Lael is a B9 progenitor should think before they quibble over their six-obsessed ship naming. Someone's gonna get my size 9 shoes in their crotch next week. Hutton historical records do indeed indicate that 69 comes before 75. Isley is wretched hive of scum and villainy, and wearing a fake ginger beard isn't gonna fool anyone. When asked, Cecil did suggest that there was room in the galaxy for more than one Hot 69, and maybe one should have a dash so they could tell them apart. A dash or a tash? Commander Revelo, until this week the luckiest pilot in Hutton space, as having managed to obtain not only a Hutton mug, but a Fort Mug mug, and even managed to mug his way to a Hutton decal, has fallen on hard times. Having loaded his prized Hutton mug with Centauri Megagen this week, and after the third or fourth swig, he noticed a rather radioactive stain on his flight suit, and glancing down realized that he'd managed, while docking the previous night, to slap a crack in the back of his mug. The resulting leak had dropped Centauri Megagen down his sleeve, into his lap, and left him with first-degree chemical burns, a rather fetching radioactive glow, and of course a nasty rash. It turns out that Centauri Megagen, when exposed to parts of a mug that aren't on the inside, or indeed parts of a human that aren't on the inside, may have undesired set effects. Hutton's dispatch office are sending a replacement mug and quarantining the original for fears of leak of latent frameshift energies. Hutton's military office have rescinded the quarantine and are investigating whether loading Hutton mugs into frag cannons has any effect on Thargoid drones. Hutton Hospital have stolen a few fragments and seeing whether it can cure mods even when smashed, and plumbing service technician Fozza Forrester is using bits attached to his mighty plunger to sanitize Cubicle 3. There were scurrilous claims this week that Hutton had caused a Thargoid attack at Obsidian Orbital. The station, known for its mellifluous docking controller, Mr. Obsidian Ant himself, has come under a green goo attack in recent days. with services taken offline, outbreaks of, oh shit, everything's on fire, and a rather large dose of, evening boys and girls, it's time we got out of here, I'll see you next week at Colonia, mind the step. The unfounded, unbelievable, and indubitably untrue rumours were that one FTM Mustang managed to paint a target on the side of the station by delivering hundreds and many hundreds of tons of Thargoid probes to the station a number of weeks ago. Hutton denies that this is in any way linked to the tax, as the FTM Mustang cleared up after himself. Washed the whole station in meta-alloys, painted Hutton wasn't here on the walls, and left a beacon broadcasting I didn't do it in the vicinity. His accusers are pointing out that up until this point, Obsidian Orbital was staunchly neutral in the Thargoid conflict. Mr. Ant, being a pacifist and xenophile, with a side order of hippie tendencies and a dose of the Bill and Ted's, even to Thargoids. They are looking to external factors in the choice by Tharg the Mighty to attack the station, and some bloke bringing alien parts here months ago seems like a likely scapegoat. Alvin has had Lael ask friend Frederico to point out that being in the middle of the Pleiades during a protracted interspecies war was more likely the reason, and besides, Thargoids didn't need probes to find the station as they were perfectly capable of tracing Obsidian Orbital from its weekly emissions. And finally tonight, Progenitor Wolf summoned Hutton pilots to her office to explain exactly why they had spent the last week destroying Hutton ships in war zones in LHS 380. The team, headed up by Commander Brett Riverboat, under the guidance of Major General Noctivagus, had identified a nasty splinter that needed removing before it went septic. No, we aren't talking in Cockney rhyming sklang about the night shift, as we love them. We're talking about rogue truckers disobeying orders from Lael regarding the retreat from LHS 380. After the explanation was presented, she issued letters of marque to Hutton commanders, absolving them of blame on any combat actions this week and declaring any Hutton ships in the 380 to be fair game and utter traitors that Alvin demands be brought to heel. That was that news story.